It talks about the places in which 105 can be used, where it has been used, and you have to step back and read it. And we'll go through some of the cases that talk about it, but I have become convinced as a result of just doing this panel that there's a lot more that can be done with 105 than really gets done on a day-to-day basis, and certainly more than I thought was possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we went through this this period of time in our practices that, you know, 105 was not a roving commission to do equity that we got from the Fifth Circuit case. And we were all sort of after that chagrined and, you know, flummoxed to invoke it. And not just 105A, but I'm a big advocate of 105D, you know, combining plans and disclosure statements. So, you know, go back and read 105 and just, you know, open up to it. But I do think it's been sort of a fun exploration to write the paper, and Jennifer helped, and your law clerks helped. But
yeah,
it's been an eye opener. So the point of this is to encourage you to go back and take another look at 105. Here's the section. And I just wanted to go through sort of how I synthesize the cases. And I'm not saying that the strict reading of 105 is necessarily, a frowny face or emoji. And not necessarily a liberal reading of 105 is not necessarily, you know, a positive emoji. But the cases fall along a continuum of 105 only can be used in aid of what is actually provided in the code versus cases that say 105 can be used to order anything that is not prohibited in the code.